Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use. And I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget, did I take that pill or not? Because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-2715. That's 800-613-2715. 800-613-2715. Call now.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, March 12th, 2021, during our 26th year on the air, and my voice almost back. You can tell, I'm still going through a little puberty, see, like that, once in a while. But I am Dave Graveline, in spite of what you may think you hear.
And I am the more manly voiced Chris Graveline.
What?
The more manly voiced.
Manly voiced.
I don't know.
I see. You have more dulcet tones
Yes. Currently. Yeah.
Because normally I do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go with that.
Yeah. And, of course, Horatio in New York City, Erasmo working out of his home in South Beach with the show, Kim in Coconut Creek, Nosami in Hialeah Gardens, Beth in Naples, and Julio in the control room. I don't know how that happened. Who let him in?
I don't know, but we need to fire security.
Yeah, apparently they're not doing their job. But glad to have you with us, and thanks for tuning into Tomorrow. Thank you especially when you call in and participate. Yes, of course, we get to some emails and text messages, because now you can actually send a text to our 800 number, thanks to Text Me Anywhere. But if you do, name and city and how you hear us, or we just won't use it. How about them apples?
Okay.
So name and city and how you hear us if you text to 800-899-INTO. And we'll try to get you on the next show. However, while we do texts and emails and try to address your questions and concerns and digital dilemmas, we much prefer to hear you. And how do we best do that?
With the free Into Tomorrow app.
Oh, that's the best way.
It doesn't cost you anything. We don't charge you for it. It's free.
It doesn't cost you, and we don't charge you for it.
Yeah.
You know, when you slammed the door earlier, you messed up one of my TV lights for when we do Zoom interviews. I just want to point that out. I see it over your head now.
Well, I'll get the team on that.
Okay, good there. See, we don't mind. It's all behind-the-scenes stuff. But when you use the app, you sound like you're right here with us, sitting on Julio's lap.
Yeah, there's a little button in there, message to studio. It'll allow you to record a message, email it right to us. And as you said, it sounds like you're sitting right here.
Yep. And it automatically prompts you for your first name and city and how you hear us. So that makes it even gooder.
Or you can call the Ask Dave hotline 24/7, 365, 800-899-4686, 800-899-INTO.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
All righty. Some tech news and commentary. And we got Kent in Texas standing by with a question.
This week, Honest Paws, which is a company that does CBD oil and treats for pets, released a study that showcased how having a dog in your online dating profile increases your attractiveness to other users.
With the attractiveness, your attractiveness or the dog's attractiveness?
Well, having the dog in your picture increases your attractiveness.
Oh.
It turns out that 63% of singles said they're more likely to swipe right on someone who has a dog in their dating profile. They also said 70% of singles believe having a dog in their dating profile helps them get more matches on dating apps. Now, some other interesting findings. Almost 5 out of 10 dog owners said they would break up with someone if their dog didn't like them.
Oh, well, I think that's kind of a given, isn't it? I mean, if you go visit someone and their dog just growls at you all evening, chances are that you're not going to get along with that person. Your dog may know something about that person and want you to avoid him or her.
That's true.
Another interesting finding, 55% of dog owners would rather quarantine with their dog than their significant other.
Okay, now that's sad. I mean, even, you know, for dog owners, come on, really? You don't want to quarantine with your significant other? Although the dog usually doesn't talk back or argue with you.
The survey found that the top five dating apps to meet other dog lovers in order were Tinder, Match, Bumble, eHarmony, and Farmers Only. I'm trying to figure out which pets you're going to be
with Farmers Only. Yeah, that might be a pig or a horse or something. Didn't have to be a dog.
Right.
But otherwise, and it's not cats either, right? It's only about dogs.
This one was a study on dogs.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But I guess if you have a cute puppy in your dating profile, then it's like, oh, you know, there's a chance. But if you have Major, who was, you know, taken away from the White House for eating a security person, then you've heard about that, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Major's minor incident.
Major's minor incident at the White House where it made him get sent back to Delaware. But anyway, but I digest. Interesting, though, I think. Yeah. Oh, Apple finally trying to reduce its reliance on China. Reports indicate that Apple will begin manufacturing iPhones in India soon. While it's only, quote, up to 10% of capacity, unquote, that will be moved from China, it's a good start. Citing sources in the know, Business Standard reports that Foxconn will begin production in Tamil Nadu, India. And of course, regardless of where your iPhone is built, it still won't come with a charger in the box, so don't think, oh, I want the one from China because maybe I'll get a charger. No, you're not going to get a charger anyway.
Yeah.
We opened another smartwatch that came in for us to review the other day. Also, no plug.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Nothing's coming with these cubes anymore because they say, well, you get them with everything, so everybody has a drawer full of them. But what happens when we no longer have a drawer full of them?
Yeah. Or you've gone to something maybe USB-C, something different, and you don't have a drawer full of them. And then what do you do? Well, you have to go buy one.
Yeah. And speaking of Apple, according to a report from Nikkei Asia, Apple is cutting production of the iPhone 12 mini in the first half of this year. Planned production of the smallest iPhone 12 model has reportedly been reduced by 70% or more, making up a majority of a 20% cut in total iPhone 12 production. Some suppliers have been asked to temporarily stop producing iPhone 12 mini-specific components, while other parts are being reallocated to the Pro and Pro Max. The report is the latest indication that Apple's miniature addition to its flagship smartphone hasn't lived up to expectations. Last month, Reuters reported that sales of the 12 mini had made up just 5% of Apple's smartphone sales.
Interesting. Well, we follow these things anyway, but obviously if a company's not doing as good as they thought they should, they need to drop something like that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Samsung is coming out allegedly with their unboxed or unveiled or some goofy event on St. Patrick's Day, I believe it is, where they're going to introduce another mid-range Galaxy of some sort, as if they don't have enough of those out already.
Yeah.
Kind of bizarre.
McDonald's, one of the pioneers of modern fast food, has decided to try going a step further. Somewhere in a Chicago suburb, an AI is currently taking drive-thru orders.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. The voice itself is described as female, similar to Alexa or Siri. It's connected to a digital menu board and can even suggest food if you're unsure about what to order. Now, they're saying it can be a little bit unsettling to hear a robotic voice greet you inside the voice of a human employee, but it might be something to get used to if McDonald's decides to roll this out to all locations. Now, the idea is that the AI will take care of orders and allow human employees to focus on, I say this with air quotes, accuracy and quality of the food items.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are both things that McDonald's needs a lot of help in.
Right. These high school kids do such a good job of that already.
Yeah.
That's why they're replacing them with kiosks.
Right. Now, if we were a political show, I would say this is what happens because, you know, an AI won't want $15 an hour. But this is not a political show,
so
I'm not going to say that.
We won't say that.
Right.
I had somebody send me a note the other day that they used to listen all the time, and they don't want politics with their tech, so they don't listen anymore. Yet he heard me say something that week, so I don't know how he doesn't listen anymore if he heard me say that. But, oh well. Yeah, I wonder if the AI would say, do you want fries with that?
Ooh, maybe.
See, that should be a key thing, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. But see, that was your last holdout for when you finally have to, you know, close up the show, because you said that whenever you fully retire, because you can never really retire, you'd have to get another job with a microphone. So you'd be working a drive through somewhere. Well, you're being replaced already with AI.
I know. I'm surprised you haven't replaced me with AI. After 26 years, I probably have said everything, every word that I ever needed to say, and that you could just replace me and edit the heck out of me forever.
We've tried, but even, you know, your voice over the last 25 years has changed.
Yeah. Well, like now, 2 months worth of swollen vocal cords and laryngitis. See, I'm not going to retire. I'm just going to have terminal laryngitis, God forbid. This is not good, and it doesn't feel good either.
But you're sounding better.
But what you're saying, though, is now I can't even be a Walmart greeter, because I'd have to say hello or here, hola. Yeah.
Well, Walmart got rid of their greeters, you know, years ago. They don't have them anymore.
Altogether?
Yeah.
See, I don't ever go there anymore, to Wally World. So they got rid of the greeters?
Yeah, they haven't had greeters in years.
Well, I thought that was going to be my retirement job.
Oh, I always figured you'd end up at a drive-thru somewhere.
So set up a GoFundMe page for Dave's terminal laryngitis account. Yeah, good luck with that. Apple's teaming up with Common Sense Media to help parents find kid-friendly podcasts from its vast library of shows. From a new website at apple.co/showsforkids, which launches Apple Podcasts, where, by the way, you can also get Into Tomorrow, for example, the kids' podcasts are categorized by age group as well as by theme. At launch, the collection features creators like Tinkercast, Gen Z Media, Tumble, Highlights, remember Highlights for Kids? Mm-hmm. Rebel Girls, and Nickelodeon, among others. Uh-oh, they don't have Rebel Guys? Oh boy, there's going to be a problem. I can see they're not woke enough.
Uh-huh. But I love Common Sense Media. It's something that I use as the father of an 8 3/4-year-old, because apparently the 3/4 is important.
Yes, and he will tell you, since he'll be 9 in, a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. So I guess it's more than 8 3/4.
April 7th, he's going to be 9.
But I use that website a lot, especially when he brings up shows and movies that he wants to watch. I will often go to the Common Sense Media website, see their reviews, because they have not only their people who review them, but they have parents that review it. They have kids review it. They tell you what the parents suggest the kids' age should be before watching this particular show. And then what the kids say. And, of course, what kids say is always younger than what the parents say.
Of course, yeah. The kids are probably okay with most everything.
Yeah.
But the parents are not so okay, depending on age group. And that's a good idea. So you go to their site a lot.
They do it for movies and TV shows, video games, books. It's a great site for
songs.
Parents. I'm not sure about songs.
Oh, because they should. Although I am so proud of young Cameron, because he will ask Alexa to play a song, and he will always say clean version or radio edit, because he does not want to hear bad words. And I'm very proud of him for that, because he's always on the alert to make sure that he's not hearing something he shouldn't.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was putting some clothes away in his room, and he's in his bathroom taking a shower, and he brought his Echo in there with him so he could listen to music.
He has an Echo, of course.
Yeah, and it's got a battery base, so he can pick it up and take it with him. So, you know, he's in there, you know, Alexa, play so-and-so. I'm sorry, I can't play that due to explicit filters. And I just hear him, aw, dang it!
At least he said, dang it.
Yeah.
Oh, because, you know, sometimes this Cameron can say the cutest things.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron. But I'm so proud of him for that. And we hope he does it also when we're not around, because he said he does. But, you know, he always does it when we're there. Or if we're in the car and he asks if he can ask for a song or something. But he always asks for the clean version or the radio edit. Knowing that, although radio edits these days are getting away with a lot more than they used to.
But I'm glad I overheard that with Alexa, because I had forgotten that I put those filters on his Echo device, and I'm glad to see that I actually did.
Well, because it apparently was a song he thought he wanted to hear. Maybe he didn't know it would be playing a non-clean version or something. But when he has played something that said a bad word, at least around me, he stopped it immediately. You know, stop. And then he'll either ask for the clean version or go on to some other song, which, again, proud of him for that. But good to know that Common Sense Media does what it does, and even better to know that Apple is now teaming up with them for kids' podcasts. So there you go. I hope they'll have Into Tomorrow in the kids' podcasts, because we're kid-friendly, are we not?
Most of the time.
I mean, we let Julio hang around. We're kid-friendly. Yeah. That's got to work, I'm sure, for something. And, of course, a reminder, we're coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios. Know before you go high or low with customizable alerts and alarms. Visit DEXCOM.com. That's Dexcom.com. Kent in Chandler, Texas, listens to us on KTBB AM and FM. Hey, Kent.
I recently got a notice that my battery on my Dell Latitude laptop is nearing the end of its useful life. I wonder if this is a part that I can purchase and easily replace myself. The older batteries were just clip-in, but this new one is only installed by taking out some screws, and I'm not very confident in my ability to get inside my laptop. If I have to take the laptop apart at all, I'm not interested in that. So I'd like to know how difficult it is to replace the battery in that.
Well, Kent, I don't blame you, because when you take something apart, especially electronics, and then you put it all back together and you've got spare parts left over, never a good sign. And then especially if it doesn't work right. But it really depends on your specific model. The Latitude line is pretty big, but on modern laptops, it will definitely take a little bit more work than with the old clip-in models, as you mentioned. If there isn't a specific compartment for the battery that you can access from the outside, then Dell probably considers it not user replaceable. But don't let that dissuade you if you want to hang on to your laptop for a while longer. That mostly means they're not going to make it easy for you.
Yeah, now normally replacing a battery involves removing the whole bottom plate of the laptop. Now, when you do that, you need to be careful because some manufacturers stick cables to it to keep them from moving around. You can usually peel them off easily, just don't pull as soon as you open it up until you know that you won't be pulling anything off.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah, now from there, things will vary depending on the model. Batteries are large, so they're usually easily accessible. But laptop components are pretty packed in there, so sometimes their connectors are buried under some other part.
Oh, great. Now, if you're going to attempt this, look for step-by-step guides online with pictures. iFixit.com is a good place to start. Those will show you both what to expect and how to reverse what you did if you have to. Keep some tray, of course, very handy for screws. There tend to be quite a few in different sizes. Lastly, be very gentle with everything you remove. You don't want to crack a small piece of plastic and have a loose connector to deal with after you put the laptop back together.
Yeah, and always be careful when you do this. I replaced this last week and replaced the battery inside my Samsung Gear smartwatch, and I was very successful with that. A few years ago, I tried replacing the battery myself in an iPad, and I was very unsuccessful and never used the iPad again.
Yeah.
So if you were worried about it, you can also look into places like uBreak iFix. There's a lot of companies that will do that too. You just take it in there, and most of them will give you a free price before they do it, so you can tell how much it's going to be. But you know, battery swap, if you decide to do it yourself, is probably not going to be too hard. Just try to find a guide for your specific Latitude model before you start, but don't think that you won't be able to do it just because they're not clip-on anymore.
Yeah. So Kent, do let us know. I don't blame you for not wanting to dive into it literally, but maybe Chris's input about take it to one of these You Fix It places and just ask, hey, what would you charge me to replace the battery? And, you know, ask them if they have it in stock or how long would it take to get or should you order it, you know, that sort of thing. At least you'll have a better idea and hopefully feel more comfortable. Intotomorrow.com, where we'll have all of our show notes as well, this being the show for the weekend of March 12th, 2021. Back in a minute.